was.
Une chose, mais une rame. Une chose, skinny. In Kol HaKol HaKodesh Hazeh. So the Maisa, I found myself in a problem a few days ago through Chol HaMoed when I saw that I'm meant to speak the same day of Moir Rabbi the Mashgiach. So first of all, I find it a big chisson in Loizu Afzu. It starts with the drosha, the pilpul, the kagoda, and then I need to speak here. And steht alti ihr birchas hediet kale beinecho. Steht nicht alti ihr drushas hediet kale beinecho. So I decided to myself, I'm not hemshech I can't do to the drusha. After we speak, we go through a shtickel of divrei chizuk on those days. Against the Rav of Shvi Yishul Pesach, come to fall on Shabbos, Sfira Soima. I think it's a very time, Musugu the good time, of to Bemis feel the Emesa Ben Choyim. So Chas V'Shalom, I'm not trying to give any shmuz for two reasons. First of all, in front of a Mashgiach, and second of all, in front of the good in a Hedyu, I can't give any over anything. I would like to talk a shtickle on Dvorim Shtutim on Divrei Pesach. So we say in the Agoda, Ilu lo yhoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu zaviseinu in Mitzrayim, harei onu uvnei vaneinu meshu'abodim ha'inu leparu b'Mitzrayim. So every year when we approach those words in the Agoda, we find the shtickle difficult. How did Chazal know that if Paroi won't take us out at the time from Mitzrayim, and already onu v'neiva neinu imu shabudim parim Mitzrayim. Efshar power will change his mind. Efshar the next king will change his mind. What's the God trying to take out of those words? And this mamash in the beginning of Magid. We start off with the Yisoidus. Ilu loy haitzik l'shvoch z'viseinu mitzrayim already onu v'neiva neinu imu shabudim. That's the aim kasha. Noch a kasha is a basic kasha. What's a famous kasha? Pesach, Chag Pesach. Why do we call it Pesach? As from Pesach, Kodesh Baruch Hu. So say that Pesach, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Adas Yisrael, the greatest Zach, very choshev Zach. Well, that's against the reason we call it Pesach. We call it Chag Yitzchak Mitzrayim, Chag Emuna. Because the religion was Pesach Medarek Adas Yisrael. That's against the reason of to call it Chag Pesach. What's the insight? So the Svarim tried to explain something very simple, and Be'etzim, that's the ganze Yisoid of this ganze Chag, to explain them, what is this Emes of Ben Chorin? A Ben Chorin is not someone who's free. A Ben Chorin is someone who can turn to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Someone is in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was medadig at Eretz Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wasn't stam killing all the Chorin. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam was B'shas Ma'aseh taking out Klal Yisrael from a Memtes Tzarei Tumah. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam was telling Klal Yisrael, come to me, come to my hands. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was medalig al Da'as Yisrael, and that was the moment, Be'etzem, what Yitzias Mitzrayim started. Yitzias Mitzrayim didn't start because it went up the when it went past the dogs, when it went past the Kishuv. Yitzias Mitzrayim started already by the night of the version of Makikol Chos Zoy the version of Ani Veloy Maloch Ani Veloy Sorov Ani Veloy Shliach. So Fregin the Olam. Everything is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So what's the difference? The version of sense the Shliach or the version does it himself. What's the ganze mile of the version of Ani Veloy Maloch Ani Veloy Shliach? Yeah. So the version of saying Sidon Mazel Sidon Shlichim. So there's everything in the world. Of Zoy the version, me and you are one family. Me and you Zoy the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We are one. And that happened, that level, that Darga Hayo, Klal Yisrael, God, that happened that night of Pesach. And the Chura does a double poshut. Ilu lo yhoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zavaseinu Mitzrayim, Ari Onu B'nei Vaneinu, Inu B'Shavabonim, Parashim Mitzrayim, is not, the Chura is not talking, says the Briskerov, is not talking about the pashtus of being Rishur, but the Parashim Mitzrayim, not talking about working, B'choymer, B'levenim, B'avoy Lakosha. It's talking about the emissary of the kosher. He's talking about the Gashmius Bavli the Kosher. He's talking about Klai Yisrael never had time to think. Klai Yisrael never had time to Klai Yisrael would take a memtesha tuma. It was such a way the kosher that Klal Yisrael never had time to do cheshbon nefesh to see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam saying, "I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim, liyos li la'avodim." Like state in Torah, "Ani HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hamale esra mi Mitzrayim." And be'emes, the chirus starts before that. The chirus starts in Shiabud. We say, "Omer Gamliel, kosher lo yoma, Pesach matzah umor." So the kasha is Pesach Matzul Mor. Who the Sefer should be? Mor. Mor is reflecting on the Shiabud Mitzrayim. It should be Mor Pesach Matzul. What's Pesach Matzul Mor? Why do we keep Mor to the last one? So here the Mor is a Gavot. And it goes that the Be'etzim the Mor was Chelik from the Chayrus. Not Chelik from the Chayrus. Not only a Siba for the Chayrus. The Mor was Chelik from the Chayrus. What's the moral is chayv from the chayrus? The fact that the Klal Yisrael for 210 years they're working. Then after 210 years they did a venitzak. The venitzak came through the shiabud. When a person was in a tzara, Klal Yisrael in a tzara, they say I had a mashal. It's time to understand. Say there was an old person that used to go mamish every day to the doctor. Never missed any day. Kol ye betmildius, every day he had an appointment with the doctor. And one day he missed the appointment. So the next day he came to the doctor. The doctor says, "Where were you yesterday?" So he said, "I wasn't feeling well." Sometimes we find it difficult to daven, let's say. Sometimes we find it difficult to learn. So the Rishon Kalichos is coming to us and asking, "Where are you? Where were you yesterday?" So he said, "Rishon, I'm sorry, I wasn't feeling well, I had this in my cup, I had this in my cup, I had that in my cup." So the Mishnah learned the Shaita, because I'm here for that. I'm here to take you out. I'm here to take you out of Mitzrayim, to take you out of any tzara. Therefore, when Klal Yisrael make the Vanitzach, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to understand that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you're the only one who can take us out, then that's already when the Chayru started, because this is the Emes HaMen Chayru. This is one Indian, the Indian of Chayrus, the Indian of Pesach, Shmishon Pesach. Just like if you see by the Yam, Mam Shaloisa, I was talking before, she was Mam Shaloisa, we say Bashir, Mam Shaloisa, not Pshat, that Klal Yisrael Moishal in the Mitzrayim. Mam Shaloisa Pshat is that Klal Yisrael had Shlita on the own Gashmias, on the own, on the Guf, to do what's the right thing and not to do the wrong thing. The second Indian, we see Shabbos this year, falls on Yom Tov, and I think that Shabbos Be'etzem has a very, very strong connection to the Indian of Pesach. Like the Reb Shimshon Pinchas, that's out, he used to scream on Shabbos. He says, Shabbos, he says, people think that Shabbos is all about the kugel, all about the cholent. He said, no, it's not about all those things. Shabbos is a time, like we all know, Dvarim Pshutim, to spend time, me and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Shabbos is time with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam saying, Shesh is Yom Mitabo, the Sikom Lechtecho, everything. But Yom Mashvi is Shabbos, Lashem Lechecho. Shabbos is a time to spend time here. Bereshit saying, "You come here." Even the Malachim, basically, Eshu Kem Shnei Zu, Ani Veloi Malach, Ani Veloi Sorof. It says from the Sholim, say the Malachim go out, Chavos. So the Bereshit, Ani Veloi Malach. It's only between me and you. This is the Milo of Shabbos. Actually, the connection between Shabbos and Pesach. This is the Zweite Indian. The Dritte Indian, and that's the Indian, after we can stickle it, more marich, is the Indian of Svir Soima. What's the Svir Soima? Svir Soima is that, doch, achona le kabodas da teure. After 7 weeks, we get shvuas, and that's the ganze matan teure, har sinai, that's the continuation. The avada we know, steht in Chazal, ein lecho ben choyri, elo mishu isu ge teure. I once said a kasha. I said, I don't understand one thing. I want to speak, they say Lashon Hara. I want to be quiet, they tell me Bittul Torah. I want to eat something, this can get the Heksha. This is a Ben Choyri. So actually we can say, Ein Lecha Simcha, or Ein Lecha Kinesha, the Ben Shalom Mishu, Dafka on this point, Elchu ben Chorin, what ben Chorin? So the Chorin, someone's free, someone can do whatever you want, that's a ben Chorin. So the Chorin, so Torah has restrictions. It says you need to do this, you can't do this, you have to do this. So for us, Elchu ben Chorin, El Mishus, Torah. So he said the Chorin, Dvorim Pshut Im Oid. Because he says, every person is born with Taibas. Taibas, Gashmias, everything. And the guy in the mamash mshuva to the taibas, whatever they want to do this. Mamash walking in the streets and see lights, want to do this, want to do that. The mamash become a eved of the inigat taibas, the mshuva to the taibas of himself. The sheikin a yid wants to go this. No, it's not good hechsher. You want to do this? No, it's not shenor. You want to be quiet? No, it's mitzvah tayir. So therefore, he needs to force himself to do things of nishan inigat taibas. He needs to force himself to get out of his taibas, to do things what Be'etzem it said, one said a vod, state ever bereach, bereach the dvar mitzvah, bereach min avera, berotz the dvar mitzvah. So what's the ganze vod? Bereach min avera, rotz the dvar mitzvah. Why, what's the difference with the shenis? So you say, a person's born mit a yitzahora. The yitzahora is there. A person's in the ganze gashmi's world. So to get out of that world, you need to be bereach. You need to run away from it. The dvar mitzvah, they need to be rocked. You need to go to it. It's not there. The mitzvah, you need to work on it. So that's the yisoy the enchel b'choyin b'shoyis b'toyer. The ganzes dachav b'nchoyin to be an emeser, to be emes happy with what we have. Sameach b'chelko. That means that's only someone who is oisik b'toyer, someone who understands what is the rebbe. Rebbein Shalom, what's his tachlis? I would like to point out interesting Gemara in Gittin Daf and Vov Mandalev by the Agadatus. There's a ganze meisa there by Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. He wanted to pass the border to speak. I think it was Aspasianus. At the time, he was still not a melech. And then the ganze Gemara of his they called him over the Reish Kedusha. I think it was his brother-in-law, the Reish Kedusha, and he told him, I have a whole idea, we make as if you're dying, and then by the second he died, then we can pass through the border. He went over, and then he met a Sephiroth, he said, Shlomo Alecha Malka, Shlomo Alecha Malka. He said twice, Shlomo Alecha Malka, and then he told him, Yichayv, twice Misaf Hashem, Shlomo Alecha Malka. First of all, if I'm a Melech, why I never came till now? And if I'm not a Melech, why calling me a Melech? That was the answer to that. But Masha asked that, it's a steer, how can we say such a thing? Why Chai Misa twice? It should be Chai Misa only once. B'chol event, the Meister continues and he said, I'm not a Melech. So he said, Shteit Adi B'melucha Yipol, Shteit in Pasuk, that B'chor, you're going to end up being a Melech. Shteit, that at the time when they were speaking together, came along to someone and he says, he told us, Dibis the Melech, you're the Melech. Why? Because the Melech died, we remember you as the next Melech. State that he was putting on his shoes at the time. One shoe was on and the other shoe was off. And he couldn't put on the next shoe because his mamashi was so, from the Psura Torah, from the simcha he had, he was so sameach, his legs mamash flew up and he wasn't shy to put on the other shoe. Okay, he's trying to take off the other shoe, oichet kainish, because his legs are a different size. Upper level. So the Maisa, they didn't know what to do. So he asked Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, what should I do? Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, I'll tell you something very simple. Tibis to go. Go bring someone who not your best friend, someone that's your enemy, someone that you don't have such, someone that you won't have nachas to see him, and then everything will go down. The Maisa, Kachaba, they pulled the front of him, someone like that. Went down. So the Maestro, when I was going through this Gemara, I found him, Mori de Capella. You can ask a guy, what's the best psuri you ever get in your life? So he said, what do you mean the best psuri? The best psuri you ever get in my life? Melech. At the time, Melech was such a strong Malchus. To be the Melech, it's such a Mori de Capella. And because this psuri, he got such a simcha, he couldn't put on and take off the shoe. And then you know what's the what how to take away this psura by being you psa if someone that maybe you don't, maybe you're a shtickle enemy, but that is the way to take away the psura treva, that is the way to take away the ganze psura misamachis, what you got. Elamai. Yeah, that's the way to take away the psura misamachis. Why? Because when mishuva to the taibas, yeah, sometimes taibas go well, sometimes it's besimcha, sometimes it's gishmak, sometimes that it's going well. Sure, the Gemara says in Megillah, it's a shosh, misachikas loy. Sometimes it goes well, but when it doesn't go well, when things start to go bad, say that there is not mishuvah. He's always mishubat to nothing could go wrong. And the MS to come to this avodah doesn't the Rebbeinu Shel Olam at the time the Shech Tzitzis Mishraim, he did all the work himself. Like we said, Pesach that night, Rebbeinu Shel Olam took us up all Mem Tesh Ha'Yituma. But then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is saying things don't work out without working on it. You have 7 weeks of the Oyma. Every day you need to add on Chesed Shabbat Chesed, Oyd Shabbat. Every day you need to add on Nocha Darga. And our tachlis is to bring the Torah Mamish to Metzius, to make it a Metzius in our daily life, to make the Torah Mamish a path, to make the Torah, they say, I had a Mordechai Meiser. Say on five on Cox, he said his house Mams used to be open 24/7. Everyone used to come in, Oirchim, people used to go in and out. And one day there was given a Gneva Dothan. People stole gold and silver from the house five came down and Mamish he was shocked that someone stole from him gold and silver. So one of the Nimbais went up to him and he said, I don't have a mouth of shock. If you're going to be upset that someone stole from you silver or gold, I understand, it's a valuation. But why are you shocked that someone stole from you something? Your house is open 24/7, people always come in and out. Why are you shocked that someone stole from you a piece of silver, a piece of gold? So the Pharisee said, what do you mean? Straight and totally signal. How can you steal? How is Shaykh to steal? That means the Gedolim Mamish lived the Torah, they brought it in Mamish into the Metzius of their life. You say, physically it's not Shaykh to steal, if straight and totally signal, how can I steal if straight and totally signal? They say another Meisah about Ramosha Feinstein Zatzal, said, it was Mamish once going to a very Choshev with Russia, and at the time he was going out of the shul, there was someone standing there, Tamish Mon Esri. So he stopped. He stopped until he finished. Someone asked him, there's no heta or something, you know, Ramosha, needs to stop for someone, Tamish Mon Esri, for grace, Ramosha said, what shall I do? I have a wall in front of me. How can I get past this wall? It means the Gdolim, you see how the Gdolim worked in it, Mamish, to get the Torah, Mamish, part of the daily life, to make it Mamish a Metzius, like state in the Gemara, getting Daf Pedar Dumadalef, Mechlek is Abaye Verobe. Abaye says, Samuz Megarish is Ishtoi, Amanash Tuchi Psachazir, Eidim Goreshis, Favos, because it's nice if Shele Kaimo. So the Abaye, Ay, the Maiso, Efshad Achle Velakye, you can't eat it. Yeah, but Abaye says, Maskim you can eat Shachazir, but Lamaisa, Bemetzias, because the Torah asks it to eat Shachazir, it's not Shaykh to eat it, Bemetzias is not Shaykh. And I was thinking that, interesting, you see, there's Shvishal Pesach, something interesting about number 7, Shvishal Pesach, Shiva Yimei Shabta, and 7 weeks of Sfira Soim. So I once heard the Mordechai Kavod on number 8. Number 8 is Me'ala Teva. Number 8, we all know that it represents Me'ala Teva. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is telling us, you put in your koiches in the 7 weeks of the Oima, and if you put your koiches in the 7 weeks of the Oima, after that, the 8th week, I will give you koiches Me'ala Teva. But all starts with putting in our enige koiches, and every day, each day adding on koiches. And after we put in our koiches all those 7 days or 7 weeks, then the Bishop said, I will give you koiches ma'ala teva. Yirotze yishenizke b'metzius l'mashiach tzidkenu nimer b'emeinu amin.